Okay, let's go back to our discussion of work trends again today. I want to focus on the differences in how different people work and live today. I want to use the example of members of one family from different generations to show you how these differences play out. First, let's look at the family that I used in my study. They're a large Mexican family living in Southern California. By looking at these three generations, we get a good picture of how different generations deal with work. Okay, let me start with the example of the grandmother Maria. Her story's simple. She's never worked, and she never will. That just wasn't the way for women during her time. Her daughter Dina has worked since she was 16. During high school, Dina worked at a fast food restaurant to save money for college. And after working hard in college, she got married and had three children. And as soon as the children were school age, she began to work full-time as an office manager. So you can see that with the responsibilities of family and work, her life was all work and no play. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about the trend that we see these days. And that is that people balancing their work and their leisure. I'll use another person in the family that illustrates a trend. It's Dina's daughter, 34-year-old Laura. Laura also works full-time, but unlike her mother, she has leisure time in her life. She works at a successful law firm near Los Angeles at least 50 hours a week, every week. But on a typical weekday evening, she meets a friend for dinner and salsa dancing, and on the weekend, she comes home to take care of her grandmother and to give her mother a break. Okay, now that we've talked about the basic description of the family, let's talk about the differences in work and leisure between the generations. Laura represents the trend of women getting married later in life, after they've established themselves in a career. We'll get into the details of this trend in the next class.